on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South Africans living abroad can now retain their citizenship when acquiring dual nationality. The Constitutional Court has ruled in favour of the DA and declared a section of the Citizenship Act unconstitutional. The section had previously stripped citizens of their status if they acquired a second nationality without prior permission from the Minister of Home Affairs. The victory comes after a High Court previously dismissed the DA's application on the grounds that the provision served a legitimate government purpose. However, the Supreme Court of Appeal found the provision irrational because of a lack of justification. Here's the DA's Adrian Ruiz.
Nearly 2 million South Africans living abroad, this victory is monumental. It is equally important for those living in South Africa who have acquired a second nationality. So many South African citizens have had their rug pulled out from under them when they suddenly discovered they'd lost their citizenship without warning. The DA will continue to monitor the implementation of this judgment by the Department of Home Affairs.
Action SA in KZN has blamed a so-called water tanker mafia for sabotaging water supply in Chatsworth, south of Durban. Yesterday, eThekwini officials were allegedly threatened and blocked from filling up the area's Reservoir 4, delaying water to several communities. The city says it's beefing up security, but has warned that water supply may only be restored in 48 hours. Affected areas include Arena Park, Crossmoor, Woodhurst and Croftdean. Action SA KZN spokesperson Sanelisiwe Zuma says eThekwini needs to be held accountable.
It is a disgrace that criminal elements are allowed to operate with impunity, sabotaging efforts to restore water supply to communities or for personal profit. For over a year, eThekwini Municipality has repeatedly claimed to have procured its own fleet of water tankers to eliminate reliance on private contractors and save public funds. Yet to date, the whereabouts of these so-called purchased vehicles remain unknown. The lack of transparency raises serious questions about whether these tankers were ever acquired in the first place.
In other news, South African Airways has confirmed that it was hit by a cyber attack over the weekend, affecting its website, mobile app and internal systems. Although flight operations were minimally impacted, some users reported issues yesterday. The airline has appointed investigators to determine if any data was compromised. And abroad, Israel's confirmed it's targeted Yemen's Sana'a International Airport, having issued an evacuation order. The military says airstrikes destroyed Iranian-backed Houthi infrastructure, leading to a complete shutdown. Israel has also announced major plans to ramp up operations and take over the entire Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns a new offensive will be intense. Jan Egeland is from the new Norwegian Refugee Council.
It would be absolutely catastrophic if they continue the current cruel military logic. It's an atrocity crime. It's a war crime under international law. There is no other way to describe it.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 26 degrees tomorrow. Richards Bay, 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Junior Box lead Australia 14 points to nil at half time. Mauro Itoje in line to be the British and Irish Lions captain for their tour of Australia. And the Mumbai Indians taking on the Gujarat Titans in the IPL.